had shown his death on the 3rd of January. After the service, I'm happy to talk about Shona, and I'm happy if you don't or feel you can't talk about her. Because sometimes, as we know, there just aren't the words to offer or share. It's easy to be part of a happy community, a community when all is going well, such as at weddings. But it can be a lot harder at sad moments, such as a funeral. But as you know, being a Christian and being a church, to my mind, is all part of being a community in both the highs and lows in life. So thank you for all the prayers, the love, the support that be centered on us as a family. So, from one funeral to one wedding, a somewhat cut price version of a Richard Curtis. Much will be said around the country about the volume of water turned into wine being a metaphor for God's overwhelming love for us all. It is true. We are told in the reading that when the crisis becomes evident and Mum goes to try and sort it all out and talk to her son, we have these words. I'm now giving you the imperial measurements rather than the metric measurements, which probably confuse you all as to what the liter was. Anyway, nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. So, instead of dwelling today on the 20, 30 gallons each, so that's 6, that's 120 gallons of wine, I want to think today of the nature of the water. The water that went in to the six stone water jars would not have been water like this, the finest water in the UK from Brecon. Choose anything else. So, it would not have been like this, still or sparkling, divine water. Rather, the water that would have gone into the six stone water jars would have resembled something like this. Dirty, achim water, as it might say. Water was a precious resource in Canaan, just as water is a precious resource in many places of the world today. Something that appalls me as an individual, that so much can be spent on so many other things, and people still do not have access to fresh, clean water. A human right. This is no time for my soapbox now. As the water was used for washing, particularly washing feet, they would have not have put the clean water into it, but rather they would have put the dirty water into the jars. So Jesus changes this, the dirty water, into this. Oh, and that's not the fire that's given for Christmas, to be honest with you. It still hasn't been opened yet, but it's 2017, you know, it's nothing but the last. You would have gone from this into this. So Jesus changes the dirty water into the wonderful, the finest wines. And so it is for us. If we are honest with ourselves, I won't talk about you, but rather I'll talk about myself. So if I'm honest with myself, I'm far more like this bottle, with all my faults and wanderings, than I am like this one. So what am I to do? Remember that Jesus is there. Jesus has been invited to the wedding. He was there at that time, and he is here for us now in all our life events, the highs and the Jesus' love for us all, that we will metaphorically transform us from this, the dirty water, to this, something spectacular. We can't do it for ourselves, just as the water can't do anything for itself either. But we put our trust into our risen, loving Lord, who can do it for us. Jesus attended the wedding in Cana. And as St. John says, what Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This week, all I can do is turn to Jesus in prayer and ask for strength to know that he is there in the highs and lows of all our lives. Leave the rest to him, knowing